Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I'm running late, as usual. It's 20 after 6. I am headed to corn country, leaving the city. The streets are not plowed. I have about 2 inches of snow I'm driving through in my little hot rod. If you hear this noise, not the radio, but this noise. That is the sound of frozen snow hitting the windshield. It's not slippery to drive, but I'm sure once I hit the country roads, if they're not plowed, Okay, I just hit the brakes, and no, it's not slippery. It's supposed to get really cold tonight. But the good thing is it's supposed to get almost up to 40 degrees today. So this might all melt. And then it's supposed to get cold in the minus is tonight. And then by next week, we're supposed to be up in the 50s. Ooh. Well, that was my anti-slid, whatever it's called. I'm supposed to be at work at 6:30, and it's now 6:19. I'm still in the city. I don't know what it is. Well, for one, I was, you know, recording an audio boom, and I was listening, and why are there people walking in the street? You know, that just really irks me. I understand people don't shovel their sidewalks. There is a city ordinance here that you can get a ticket if you don't shovel your sidewalk. But people don't do it. And then they wonder why this town doesn't, you know, I don't know. I guess I'd live in Pottersville, or I'd be Old Man Potter, because I would, I was thinking of that question, the three evils of the, does work banish the three evils? Okay, well, people have a job. They live in a house. They have expenses. And if you have a house and you don't shovel your sidewalk, you get a ticket. Well, you have to hire someone to go out and inspect the, you know, city streets and say, okay, well, you don't have this. And then you got court costs and, yeah. So does it really banish the no wonder why we're one of the crappiest towns in America. Wow, these little pellet thingies are really coming down. I'm almost afraid to... Whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh, my little anti-skid things are really working. But anyway, you know, and towards the end of winter... I remember one year our city sold all the salt, and then we had this really just dangerous, treacherous ice storm, and there was no salt, so they had to use sand. You think that helped? No, it didn't. And so towards the end of the season, you get this where they don't really plow a lot. And because it costs money to pay the guys to work, and they figure, well, people know how to drive in this now, so should be okay. I see people shoving themselves out, but I think it's just really funny how this is, like, you know, you can actually see them hitting the windshield. Big, it's almost like hail, just not with, what is it, the density, with the, well, there's a plow truck. Well, anyway, people, I rambled on. I don't know if I'll tag it a rambly boo or not. It's just one of those, sliding into the highway. Oh, speaking of concerts. I'm going to go see Hailstorm and The Pretty Reckless in May. I'm so excited. The Pretty Reckless is, they're both girl bands. And I really like The Pretty Reckless. They're kind of dark and loud. And I like them. And I'm excited. I haven't gone to a concert in a long time. When was the last concert I went to? That's a question for you. Ooh, blowing and drifting snow. When was the last concert? What was the last concert I went to? You know what, people? I'm going to say goodbye because I am now exiting the city limits and the roads are getting kind of wicked. And one should not be recording and driving at the same time. So, and I have 7 minutes to get to work and 8 miles to go. Oh, God. I'm sorry. People get on my nerves. They don't know how to drive. All right. And it's only Tuesday. Gosh. Laterness, people.